Adam, you must be delighted. I mean, not a polished performance, but got the job done in the end.
Yeah, exactly. Like I was saying to the other reporters, I think when you get to a final, it's all about winning, really. And it wasn't pretty, and it could have been better. But we were playing a team that were two leagues below, and obviously coming into it, everyone thought we would win. And that gave them the opportunity to play with no fear. And I felt that we had opportunities to extend our lead, and they defended for their lives and made good blocks, and the keeper made important saves, and we missed a few. And keeping it 1-0, it gave them an opportunity and gave them more belief as the game went on. And they had a couple of chances themselves that were shot directly at our keeper, which was fortunate. But for me, like I say, ideally, if we'd have come here and we'd have played attractive football and we'd have won 4 or 5-0, then that would have been great. But for me, it's just about winning games, really, and we won it, and that's all that matters.
Were we concerned at any stage that they could have got back into it, could have got the equaliser?
I've got a lot of faith in the players and that, and I felt that while they had a period of pressure or spells of pressure, I believe that we would be able to defend. I think three out of our last four league games we've been able to keep clean sheets, so there's a lot of positiveness coming from our centre-halves and our keeper and our back four in general, really. So I knew we'd keep things tight, and you can't go a game without giving a team any chances, so it was just about keeping them to a minimal, which we were able to do. And and when they got their chances, like I say, they were snap chances that our keeper was able to save.
Now, going back into the league now at the weekend, what's your outside chances? Do you think you still make the playoffs?
I think probably mathematically it's still a possibility, but it's going to be tough. We just need to make sure we finish the season strong. We've come a hell of a long way since September, and for me, I just want to put four good performances in to finish the season. If we put the performances, hopefully we get the results. If we don't put the performances, then we know that we won't, because that's been highlighted this year. So four good performances for me, and let's see what happens.
Can you get used to this winning luck? Last year, playoff winner now.
Yeah, last year was obviously a bit more enjoyable because it was 5-0, and today was 1-0 and that. But for me, it was one of the things that the chairman asked, and I felt we had a good opportunity to do. So managing to see it through and get the win has been great.
And a little bit on a different subject, Brentwood now. They lost again tonight.
What did they?
Unfortunately, 2-1. Do you think they can still stay up?
I think it's going to be tough for them. I think they need to finish above Farnborough, because I'm not too sure what's going to happen with them. But I think probably the way it's going, it'll be they'll probably need a reprieve or something like that. But they'll keep on fighting to the end. And I know the players there, and they'll give everything. And if they go down, it won't be through lack of effort.